Spirituality Center presents Muffin Talk with Beate. Kia ora and welcome to our Muffin Talk. Muffin Talk is brought to you by the Mercer Spirituality Center in Ipsum. We are a center for retreats, spiritual guidance, Christian meditation, and personal development. Once a week, I invite a visitor to join me in the studio to talk about our center, our programs, social justice, different cultures, or the Catholic Church. My interview today is a replay of an interview I did with Delia Rouen about 3 years ago. Sadly, Delia had passed away a few days ago, and we remember her as a person who gave so much of herself to support others. She was the coordinator of Seasons for Growth, she was a prison chaplain, and she facilitated a workshop at our center with the title Understanding, Change, Loss, and Grief. Here goes the archived interview. Today my visitor is Delia Rouen. Delia, a warm welcome to our radio program.
Thank you, Beate. Nice to be here.
Delia Rouen is the coordinator for Seasons for Growth in the Catholic Diocese of Auckland. Seasons for Growth is a peer support program developed by Good Grief. Delia, can you tell us a little bit more about Seasons for Growth?
Okay. Seasons for Growth is an initiative of the Sisters of St. Joseph of the Sacred Heart. It was first developed in 1996 in response to need of children whose parents had separated or divorced or they'd lost a significant person in their lives. The sisters, they hired writers, Professor Anne Graham in particular, to put this program together, and it's been running in Australia, New Zealand, and now in four other countries since 1996.
So since 1996 it has been in New Zealand and Australia?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's owned by Good Grief. The Sisters of St. Joseph are known as Good Grief because the whole point of the program is to turn lives around, but not in a counselling or therapy way, in an educative way, to help young people and adults now, because we have programs for all ages, help them understand how grief can affect us and how it can impact on our everyday lives. And we help them to develop strategies to deal with those difficult times, maybe when strong emotions take over or those memories that we all have come in to stop us in our tracks.
And Good Grief, is that like a nickname for the sisters, or is it?
No, that's the name of the company.
That's the name of the company.
Good Grief Australia, yeah.
And you work from the Pompalia Diocesan office.
That's right.
And how's it connected to the diocesan work?
Well, especially in this year of mercy, I think it's very closely linked and also a Fit for Mission initiative. Last year in Auckland alone, we had over 1,000 children go through the program. Nearly 500 adults go through the program. There is a need out there that sometimes isn't being met by other ways, if you like. This program, I believe, addresses the needs in a gentle, loving way, for excuse me, for want of a better word. Not all people will want to have professional help, counselling or therapy. Some actually work better in a group situation, and that's what we do with these children. And
so these children don't come individually to see you, but they are in a group, and you talk about...
We never work one-on-one. It's all because we're wanting to build a peer support group, not just for the children, but for the adults as well. The program is actually based on the work of Professor Worden, who was a psychologist at Harvard for a number of years. He was the one who came up with the tasks of mourning, which we use within the program. And he also says that people need to take some responsibility for their grief, not to just sit there and be sort of inactive in processing what's going on for them, but encouraging them to take part, develop their own strategies and find ways to help them move forward. And this is what the program does.
For For those of you who've just tuned in, you're listening to Muffin Talk with Beate. This program is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Ipsum. We are a center for retreats, spiritual guidance, and Christian development, personal development. And we have today Delia Ruane, who's talking about the Seasons for Growth program. Delia, your theme, grief, is a topic that many people would like to ignore, but yet, isn't it a topic that concerns us all?
Of course. Grief marks us as human. It's something that everyone on this planet has in common. We all experience grief. But some of us don't know how to process that grief. In the case of somebody who has died, somebody who's lost a loved one, observers may not know how to talk to that person. They may not know how to comfort that person. And sometimes it's because it makes them vulnerable as well, because it puts them in touch with their own mortality. And that's a subject we don't really want to investigate too much. And sometimes, as I said, it's just because they don't know what to say.
Do you give recommendations to persons? Like you said, you are together with a whole group of people, and do you give some recommendations or do people share of what hurt them when they're already grieving and somebody makes a comment and maybe it was well meant but it didn't come along that way?
Yeah. One that I hear far too often from a child's point of view, for young boys, and the youngest one that I'm thinking of was about 9 years old when his father died, and a well-meaning relative, not knowing what else to say, said, "You're the man of the house now. You have to look after mum and your sister."
Which is a common way that you...
Yeah. And children take those things on board, you know, and it's the only thing that child has to do is to process their grief, to honour the memory of their father and still be a child, because that's what they are. So best thing is, if you don't know what to say, don't say anything. Just be present to that person. Another thing that some people have mentioned in the case of a death of a husband or a child, somebody very close to them, people don't mention the name of the loved one. It's almost like a taboo. But people need to hear that. They need to know that, you know, that person was, still is, in heart and mind. So it's okay to mention the name.
Is it a special situation in New Zealand where you have the Maori culture, where you go onto a marae and that's the place where your ancestors are present in the spirit?
We have a lot to learn from that culture. We really, really do. Again, you know, often people can be very, very supportive, and I honour those people, because most people are very supportive when a loved one of a friend, a relative, dies. But often, once the funeral is over, that's it. You know, it's almost like, okay, we've done this, it's over, let's get on with our lives. It's very difficult for people who have lost somebody close to them to just move on. And they need time. They need help.
And when you are together with them in a group, are they sharing these experiences?
Yes, yes. Not all of them. Some of them just listen. But it's in the listening often that we learn too. Because often people will have this range of really strong emotions going on within them, and they may think, you know, there's something wrong with them, or this isn't the way to be. And listening to other people sharing those same emotions, the grief might be different, but the emotions can be the same. And it's very good for them to hear that, you know, they're not alone, that other people are experiencing this as well.
And how does the Stormbirds program fit in the Seasons for Growth?
Stormbirds was originally written in response to the Ash Wednesday fires some years ago.
In Australia?
In Australia, yes. The sisters wanted to put together a program for all the children affected by the fire. Then we had the first Christchurch earthquake in September. And
2010.
Yeah. They looked at encapsulating all natural disasters. And the book was released not long after the February 22nd quake. That program is based on Worden's work again and on the season's tasks that we have within the program, but it's just focused on natural disasters, trauma that children and children experience.
So it's for children only?
It's only for children, for secondary and primary age children. And that program is offered completely free within New Zealand.
And so what does this program do?
Like all of our programs, it gives the participant a voice, because sometimes they just don't have a voice. And it gives them the chance to talk about what has happened to them, how they're feeling, without judgment, without correction. But it's always allowing them to develop strategies for themselves. I mean, I know what suits me. When I'm feeling stressed or upset, there's strategies that I have in place, but they're mine. I can't give them to anyone else. You have to develop your own, and that's what we encourage them to do. And we're still delivering that program 5 years later.
To people who are affected by the earthquake.
Post-traumatic stress, yeah.
Yeah. Also with natural disasters, there have been in the history, there have always been voices that said a natural disaster is a punishment.
Yes. I know. No, it's not a punishment. It just is.
Do some people still believe in that?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that we should just grin and bear it because, you know, that's what we have to do. But we don't, because it impacts on our lives. Unresolved grief stays with us. Each new experience of grief builds upon that. And it's got to go somewhere. And sometimes, especially with youngsters, it may be expressed in inappropriate ways, like acting out, bullying, hurting somebody, because they don't know what to do with all these emotions that are going on within them. One of the key tasks in the Seasons for Growth Young People's program is helping the young people to identify the feeling correctly. Anger gets used far more than it should. You know, and anger is actually the second emotion. It's the one we jump to when the pain is too great, or we don't know what to do with all this other stuff that's going on. So first we have to identify what are the feelings below. It's that old iceberg, you know, the waterline, anger's at the top, that's what we see. But what are the feelings underneath, and what is causing those feelings, and what can we do about it?
So when you go, for example, to a school class, or how do you approach the children when you teach the Stormbirds program? Do you go to a school, or where do you do that?
As where we're invited. It was run more, obviously, in Christchurch. I think there was about 2,000 young people went through the program in the initial months after the earthquake. We have delivered, I think it's about 10 programs in the last 5 years for young people who've relocated to Auckland. And three of those programs have been this year, which is, it's three out of the 10. That's quite a lot because of the post-traumatic stress that's coming with the other earthquakes that they've experienced. It's raising memories.
How big are the groups usually?
Recommended size for a young person's group is 7, and we do not take siblings in the same group either, because there is always one who's more dominant than the other. And siblings, even from the same, you know, they have the same mother and the same father.
Maybe similar experience.
But their relationship is different. So their losses will be different.
And they wouldn't, maybe they wouldn't speak out if their sibling was sitting there, especially if it's a younger one, they wouldn't dare speak.
Exactly. So adult groups, usually around 6 to 8.
So that's a good group to share, to still be, to still trust the others, because when they have to, well, when they want to share something, they need to know that it stays within the room?
Oh, yes, yes. That's one of the first things we do. Even in the children's program, we develop guidelines. And we found the children especially, and of course the adults as well, but children always surprise me. They're very good at keeping those things because they take ownership of it, I guess. Yeah. And they sign those guidelines. We have basic ones, 4 that we talk about, and they can add to that if they want to. And it's on display every week that the sessions are going on, so they're reminded.
So how long is this? You have several sessions, so when you say you go through the program, how long is it?
There's 8 sessions for the children. Then there is a celebration. And we have a little ritual for that as season's graduation. And then later on in the year, we have a reconnector. We usually have that in the last term just to make sure they're okay and their strategies are still in place and if anything else has come up that they need to talk about.
And the reconnector is within the same group?
The same group.
And does that work well? Do people come regularly and don't miss the class?
Yes, yeah. Over the years, of course, there have been a few who have missed, and there's been a few who have left the group. But for the main part, they're all there. And they've formed a bond. Teachers will often tell us that, you know, that they will stick together afterwards because they know that there's somebody who knows what they've been through. And will understand if they're not feeling like going out and playing one day. They just want to sit down and just, you know, be quiet.
So when you do it in Auckland, for example, and you say you have 3 groups or how many groups, however, these students might come from different schools. Is that possible, or do they usually come from one school and then?
Yeah. Most of our programs are delivered in the schools. I would say 90% more, 95% of our companions in Auckland, and companions are the people who deliver the program. They're the people that I train to do that. And we use the word companion because in the dictionary, if you look at the definition,
it's
somebody who walks alongside. They don't lead, they don't follow, they walk alongside. Most of our companions are actually social workers in schools and they deliver the program. But we do have some parish-based programs and other community-based programs where children come after school or
so that's,
on the weekend.
If they are working in the school, that means that the children could still go, even after the program, they could go and see that person,
yes.
Their companion.
Yes, yes.
And for the adults, is that similar, or do you openly offer these classes?
We recommend in Auckland, that they try and stay together for a while, and most of them have. And there's sort of natural attrition. I think the longest group we had sticking together was about 4 years, and it was a natural attrition. You know, people would move, one died. And others just, you know, they just gradually moved away from the group.
Do some of them come back to you and say years later, "Oh, Delia, it really helped me"?
Yes, yes. Children too, amazingly. I had a phone call a few years ago from a young man at police college.
And he was one of the children?
He was one of the first groups that I worked with. It was wonderful. So, and now, of course, we're with our newer program too, the separation and divorce program. We're getting a lot more groups forming because of that too.
So that's a special program also for children?
Yeah, it's supporting your child following separation and divorce. It's research over the last 40 years has mainly been from an academic level, and that's good because we need to know that. But not too much has been asked of the child of what they needed or what they wanted. This program is based on research, but it's also approached children and asked them what they wanted or what they needed when this happened within their family. So the program is based on that. It's helping the parent talk to the child about what's going on and understanding it from a child's perspective, because it's quite different than from an adult's perspective.
So that's a program where you involve the parents.
Yep.
So you still have peer groups, children of different families who would be together in the training, but then you have also the parents that you talk to.
Yeah, a lot of the children who are going through the Seasons for Growth program, their parent will come through, because 1 in 3 is the divorce rate at the moment. It's huge. And some people are saying within a generation it could be 1 in 2. Yeah, and often it gets ignored or overlooked, and they need help as well.
And do you support only Catholic schools?
No,
and Catholic groups?
No, not at all. So most of, in South Auckland, I would say any school where there is a social worker, the program is running, all state schools. And it's the same with our companions. Our companions aren't all, it's a non-denominational program because, as I said earlier, grief touches everyone. Our companions are Catholic, Anglican, Baptist, Hindi, Muslim. We have a raft of them.
But the Diocese of Auckland supports the program.
It's a Catholic program.
Are there also similar programs in other denominations?
There was. Seasons was an Anglican program. They are now coming under our umbrella. And we're all going to be Seasons for Growth, which is wonderful.
Oh, yeah, and you'll reach out, and that's, you're really fit for mission.
I think so. I hope so. But, you know, it's, and I think of some of the things that Pope Francis has said, and I think this program fits in with that very well, because it's going out to people and reaching people who otherwise may feel lost or abandoned.
And as you said, often it's the help that somebody else has a similar issue that you open up, or that you can finally get over it. If you see others who have made it,
or maybe it not get over it, because we never really get over it. No such thing as closure, but we can learn to live in a different way by still keeping that person within our heart and mind, you know.
And I think that's the support. Do you have any story of somebody who really impressed you when you had all these programs? You meet so many people.
Oh gosh, so many. Had gang members come through the program, because the program is run in the prisons too, although not so much in Auckland anymore. I believe it's still operating in Wiri, but a few years ago all the prisons were delivering the program. Oh, except Parry. I think Parimarima had one program, but certainly Mount Eden and the Remand and Wiri and all the other prisons were delivering the program. And their stories were just the same as everyone else, you know. And I remember one of the first groups I had, I was a little concerned at first because we had Black Power and Mongrel Mob in the same group. And it was wonderful. It was life-changing for me. And it helped me understand a lot more about where they're coming from as well. Not condoning what got them there in the prison, but understanding their story as well.
So do you hope that with your program, with preventing some reactions like anger or aggressivity, that you will prevent some of the kids maybe from later meeting in the prison?
Yeah. Finding other ways to deal with what's going on. And international research of the program, and there's been a few now, about four different research, but the Commonwealth government have said that seasons also helps in the prevention of suicide in young people more than any other program, which is huge.
And you call it the seasons for growth. Why do you call it seasons?
Because grief is like seasons. Life is cyclic. We move through the different seasons. You know, every season is unique, but they also have similarities as well. And within the program, we look at autumn as a time of change. And children understand, you know, the metaphors as well. Change, the leaves change, they fall, you know, something is different. Our world has changed. When we move into winter, it's a deep, dark time, which also has its benefits as well, because it's a time to relax and rest and heal. Spring is a time of growth, where there's new life, the sun is shining, the days are a wee bit longer, and then we get into summer, where we're okay, everything is good, we're feeling happy. But always remembering that autumn is just around the corner, bringing with it memories from past griefs and maybe new griefs as well.
That's very nicely said. Thank you very much, Adelia. I wish you all the best for the program, and I hope that you'll be able to help many, many people more. And I understand that you are training others to support you and to continue these programs.
Mm-hmm. We run training programs quite frequently to work with young people and with adults, and also to work in the separation and divorce program as well.
So it's now used in all over New Zealand and in Australia mainly.
There's a coordinator in every diocese, I think, in New Zealand and Australia. Oh, nearly every diocese in New Zealand and Australia. But it's run throughout the country. It's also in the United Kingdom and in Peru as well, because that's where the sisters are. So they took the program with them, which is rather nice.
Yeah.
And Ireland as well.
This was a recording of an interview with Delia Ruane from 2016. What is coming up in our Mercy Spirituality Center for the next days and weeks? Well, tomorrow, Saturday the 18th of May, 9:30 to 3:30, Sister Catherine Wiles Pickard will facilitate an introductory workshop to Christian meditation. And on Friday, next Friday, the 24th, and Saturday, the 25th of May, Sister Kathleen Rushton will facilitate a weekend workshop with the title Slavery in the New Testament and Displacement of Peoples Today. We often don't realize that there are about 40 million people who are enslaved worldwide, and 800 here in New Zealand, in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Please come and learn more about this topic and reflect with us on how we approach people and the earth. The workshop is on Friday, the 24th of May, from 7 to 9 p.m. and on Saturday, the 25th of May, from 9:30 to 3:30. On Saturday, the 25th of May, we also have Margaret Bowater at our center. She will facilitate a workshop on resolving nightmares. It will take place from 9:30 to 4 p.m. Also, please note that the workshops with Father Stuart Seller are cancelled. We are happy that on Wednesday, the 5th of June, Brother Kieran Finn will give a presentation on the Holy Spirit and Pentecost. For all events at our center, please register with us per phone at Auckland 09 638 6238 or through our website at www.mercyspiritualitycenter.org.nz. I wish you all a blessed Friday and a good week ahead. Thank you.